Okay, magandang umaga po sa ating lahat. Open your Bible again, Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Babasahin ko po yung verse 11 to 14 and then mananalangin po tayo. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 to 14. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through this eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po, na dakila po sa lahat na nasa langit, kami po'y nagpupuri po, Ama, at nagpapasalamat sa pag-ibig po ng aming tagapagligtas, kung paano Panginoon niya binata ang Kalbaryo para po sa aming mga kasalanan. At salamat din naman sa pagkakataong ito na kami po'y makakapag-aral po na inyong pong salita. Panalangin namin naman, ipaunawa niyo po sa amin ito. Patawarin niyo kami, Ama, sa aming mga kasalanan upang ito hindi maging hadlang sa malayang pagkilos po ng Banal na Espiritu. Panalangin namin na ipaunawa niyo po ito sa amin. I pray kung sa aming kalagitnaan ay meron pong ilan na hindi ligtas, kayo po ang mag-convict, magbigay ng enlightenment po sa kanila through this word. I pray, Ama, na tulungan niyo kami dahil sa aming sariling kakayanan, wala kaming magagawa. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen. Now, in the same chapter of Hebrews chapter 9, the tabernacle is described and how it and its articles, ibig sabihin articles, yung candlestick, yung table, and the incense altar, are just the shadow of heavenly things. Ibig sabihin, merong real heavenly thing, but yung tabernacle and tabernacle system are just the shadow of that reality. Also, the tabernacle in its sacrificial system, we see in the previous lesson or preaching, those system is not capable, are not capable to make the person safe. Ibig sabihin, kung ikaw ay magtitiwala sa mga bagay na yun, katulad ng Seventh-day Adventist, doon nakarely ang kanilang kaligtasan, you will not be able to save from eternal punishment and the guilt of sin. Nakita natin yan in verse number 9. Also, we see in the same chapter that the tabernacle is just temporary. When Christ died on the cross, the veil was torn in the temple. It signifies that the way to God is now manifested through the death of Christ. Now, in our dispensation, whenever a person repented from his sin and put his faith on the finished work of Christ, he can access the throne of God through the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our dispensation. Now, in this preaching, I'm going to talk about yung old covenant and the new covenant. And as a way of, in order na mas makita natin yung visualization, I tried to create a chart na gagamitin natin this morning to see the difference. Ano ba yung pagkakaiba ng dalawang yan? WT, can you give the adult verse? And if verse extra, you can give the address. So as a way of review, we see na meron dalawang covenants. Pag sinabing covenants, those are testaments or tipan. Kung paano, halimbawa, ako isang milyonaryong businessman at ako'y gagawa ng aking last will testament na ang aking magiging tagapagmana, halimbawa, ay si Joe, isusulat ko siya doon. At kapag ka ako'y namatay na, yung testament na iniwan ko would take effect sa pamamagitan ng aking attorney na iniwanan. So that's the covenant. Now, the old covenant, the passage that we need to look at in Exodus chapter 24. Let's see. What is the old covenant? Ano yung naging unang kasunduan, lumang kasunduan? The old covenant, you will see that in Exodus 24, verses 7 and 8. Exodus chapter 24, verses 7 and 8. Now, and he took, that's Moses, and Moses took, or he, and he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people, and they said, all that the Lord had said will we do, and be obedient. So in verse number 7, nung ibinigay ng Diyos ang batas kay Moises, isinulat niya to sa Book of Covenant, at binasa ni Moises yung Book of Covenant sa audience, sa Israelite, at ang sabi ng bansang Israel, yes, Moises, all that the Lord had said, we will do and be obedient. After that agreement, verse number 8, and Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord had made with you concerning all these things. That's the old covenant. That the nation Israel will obey the law of God that God gave to Moses, through Moses. That's the old covenant. And we see that the old covenant, the parties involved are, the old covenant is between God and Israel. Their agreement is between God and Israel. Now, sino yung nag-minister nun? Sino yung nagbigay ng nag-implement, or who is the minister of the old covenant? We see that in the book of Hebrews, those are the Levitical high priests. And what is the new covenant? Go in Jeremiah 33 as a way of review. How about the old covenant? The new covenant rather. Ipitin niyo lamang po ang inyong Bible in Exodus 24 kasi babalikan po natin yan. Go in Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah 33 verse 14 to 16. Jeremiah 33, verse 14 to 16. So if you know the story, alam natin po na hindi nagampanan ng bansang Israel ang kanyang ang covenant. We know na that the nation Israel continued not in God's covenant. And that's why in Jeremiah 33, verse 14 to 16, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform the good things which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah in those days. And at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute the judgment and righteousness in the land. Verse 16, in those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherein she shall be called the Lord our righteousness. So that's the part of the old covenant, the new covenant rather, because the nation Israel didn't keep the old covenant. God promised a new covenant to the nation Israel. And we know in our previous lesson, we Christians are associated with the new covenant, not because we're good, but because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul highlighted that in Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, the context of Romans chapter 11 is how the Gentile believers became associated to this new covenant. Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. Romans 11, 25 to 27. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Verse 28, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in time past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. So we see that that's the context of chapter Romans chapter 11, how ang rejection ng bansang Israel became blessing for us, the Gentile nation. But we see here na bilang mga mananampalataya in our dispensation, if you're a believer right now, even the new covenant is still between God and Israel, we are associated because of Christ.
Right.
We can enjoy the blessing of the new covenant because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And who is the minister of the new covenant? We see in Hebrews chapter 5 until Hebrews chapter 7, in contrast to the old covenant, wherein the Levitical high priests are the ministers, we have a better high priest who is the minister of the new covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Paul expounded in multiple chapters of book of Hebrews how the Lord Jesus Christ is better than Aaron. Because he is the minister of the new covenant wherein we belong. Now, let's see the details of this old covenant. Going back in Hebrews, in Exodus 24, this is the details of the old covenant. Exodus 24, verse 4. Exodus 24, verse 4. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. All the words of the Lord. That's very important. How Moses faithfully wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up early in the morning and builded an altar under the hill and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribe of Israel. You know the story of this. The context is, si Moses po ay umakyat sa Mount Sinai and God gave the law to Moses. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord into a book. That's what we call the Book of the Covenant. And in verse 7, after po niyang makuha, isulat yung mga kautusan ng Panginoon, kinuha ng Panginoon ni Moses yung Book of the Covenant, and he took the Book of the Covenant and read it in the audience. And the covenant is, as we see a while ago, that Moses wrote all the words of the Lord into the Book of the Covenant, and Moses read the Book of the Covenant to the people, to the nation Israel, and the people said, yeah, yes, Moses, all that the Lord had said will we do and be obedient. That's the old covenant. And the requirement of the old covenant, if you see the scripture, is perfect obedience.
Right.
In order to meet that covenant, all of the words of the Lord that are written in the Book of Covenant, which God gave to Moses in this passage, should be obeyed by the nation of Israel.
Right.
Perfect obedience. But we know the story.
Mm-hmm.
According to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 9, Paul said, Israel continued not in my covenant. Mm-hmm. Israel continued not in my covenant. That's the reason why nagkaroon niya ng wilderness journey sila.
Mm-hmm.
As a way na ipakita, because you didn't believe in me, you didn't obey my commandments, and this is the thing. Pero sa Hebrews chapter 8, balik po tayo sa book of Hebrews, let's see the details of the new covenant. We see that the new covenant is being ministered by Jesus Christ. We see that still between God and Israel, it will be fulfilled literally in the millennium reign of Christ. But we believers can be part of it if you believe and repent of your sin. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10 to 12, this is the details of the new covenant. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 to 12. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my law into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Verse 12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant he had made the first old. Now that which decayed and waxed old is ready to vanish away. So these are the details of the new covenant. The new covenant is the law of God will be put into man's mind and heart. And that's the reality sa bawat mananampalataya. Ang bawat Kristiyano po naligtas right now, there is the law of the Spirit of God that do convicting work sa atin po. Meron pong Holy Spirit na whenever you're going to commit sin, there's a Holy Spirit that convicts you through the Word of God. And that's the part of the new covenant. And in the new covenant, men will have relationship with God. We can have a personal relationship with God. And third thing is, men will have personal knowledge of the Lord God and Savior. Men will personally know the Lord. And that's the part of the new covenant. Nang sabi ni Moses, wala nang ibang magtuturo because ang mga tao, they will have personal knowledge of me. And last thing in this new covenant, men's sins are entirely and forever given. What a blessing of the new covenant. If you're a believer right now, that's the blessing that you're enjoying right now. Now, anong requirement po ng new covenant? Doon po sa ating chart, of course, it is still perfect obedience. The holiness of God didn't change. The requirement of God didn't change. The righteousness of God didn't change. But we're not the one who fulfilled this requirement. Go in Romans chapter 5, verse 18 to 19. Who fulfilled the requirement of the new covenant? We see that the nation Israel didn't meet the requirement of the old covenant, but the new covenant has the same requirement. But the Lord Jesus Christ met the requirement. Romans chapter 5, verse 18 to 19. Basahin po natin ang sabay-sabay. Romans chapter 5, verse 18 to 19. Ready? Read.
Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one free gift came upon all men as a justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many remain sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
So we see here in the Romans chapter 5 the comparison of Adam, how Adam's disobedience brought death and sin through mankind, but because of the righteousness of Christ, how he obeyed the law, the free gift was passed to all the believers who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We see that Paul highlighted in this epistle that the Lord Jesus Christ, even so by the righteousness of one, the righteousness of Christ on how he perfectly obeyed the law. The free gift came upon all men. And so by the obedience of one, by the obedience of Christ, shall many be made righteous. That's the blessing of the new covenant. We don't need to fulfill all the law because there's someone who fulfilled it for us. The thing is, kapag ang isang tao ay magsisisi sa kanyang mga kasalanan at mananampalataya sa Panginoong Jesucristo according sa 2 Corinthians chapter 5, ang katuwiran ng Panginoong Jesucristo ay may ipapataw sa atin, imparted righteousness of Christ. So that whenever you will come to God, God who is holy and righteous will not see your filthiness, but He will see your righteousness. Because God imparted the righteousness of Christ to you. That's what it is. So, ang isang Kristiyano na ligtas, the reason kung bakit tinatanggap ang ating panalangin, the reason kung bakit tinatanggap ang ating paglilingkuran, ang ating pagpupuri sa Diyos, because we have imparted the righteousness of Christ. We're not the one who fulfilled the righteousness of the law. Christ fulfilled it. And it was imparted to us. So, the new covenant, kaya tayo associated because there's someone who met the requirement of it, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is the result? What is the result of the old covenant? What it can do for the people who do it? We see in Hebrews chapter 9, go in Hebrews chapter 9, the purifying result. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13. Hebrews 9, verse 9 and 10 and 13. Verse 9, Hebrews 9, 9, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drink and divers washing and carnal ordinances, imposed on them until the time of reformation, verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and then the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctify it to the purifying of the flesh. We see that? Ang isang ang old covenant, it cannot make your conscience pure. It can only make your flesh pure. What it means is, kung ikaw Hudyo at ikaw ay nagkasala, you cannot perform the tabernacle service unless you do the purifying according sa law ng tabernacle. But it's only fleshly, external. Kapag ka ikaw ay nagkasala at nag-offer ka na ng dapat mong i-offer ayon sa iyong trespass, ayon sa iyong kasalanan, you can continue sa external things of the tabernacle. Right. And that's it can only do. Paul highlighted in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 9, it cannot make you perfect in your conscience. Mm-hmm. But the new covenant, look in chapter 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. That's the difference. If you're part of the new covenant, it's not external. Mm-hmm. It can purge your conscience, your soul, and spirit before God. That's the difference. The purifying result of the old covenant, fleshly, external, but the new covenant is your conscience. Mm-hmm. What a blessing na merong purged conscience.
Amen.
Alam niyo po ba, ang mga tao sa mundong itong hindi ligtas, the result of guilt of their sin is still in there?
Mm-hmm.
Na kahit gano'ng akala natin, sanay na sila sa paggawa ng kasalanan, pero alam niyo po ba na merong light of conscience na ibinigay ang Diyos sa kanila na bahagi po nun yung guilt ng kasalanan? Hindi ka makakalaya sa guilt ng kasalanan unless you will be part of the new covenant through repentance and faith sa ating Panginoon sa Kristo. Now, lastly, dun sa ating chart, who is the testator? Ibig sabihin ng testator is the one who take effect ng covenant. Remember, nung sabi ni Moses dun sa Exodus chapter 24, nung nagkaroon ng agreement, sabi ni Moses, ito ang ibinigay ng Diyos na kautusan sa atin. Anong sinabi ng mga tao? Yes, Moses, all that the Lord had said, we will do and be obedient. And the next verse, pumatay si Moses ng goat and calves as a testator to make the covenant take effect. And we see that in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 19 to 22, kung paano, sabi doon, for when Moses had spoken every precept, that's Exodus 24, to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and of the goats and with water and scarlet wool, and he saw and sprinkled both the book, that's the book of covenant, and all the people saying, this is the blood of the testament which God had enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessel of the ministry, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. That's the testator, yung animal sacrifice. But who is the testator of the new covenant? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 to 15, you will see that the testator is the Lord Jesus Christ. And His blood is the one that dedicated the new covenant. What it means is, in order to make na ang kasunduan ng Diyos para sa atin ay tunay at tapat, it takes yung dugo ng kanyang buktong na anak na nagdanak sa krus ng Kalbaryo. And that's why we can have eternal security. Na kahit anumang mangyari sa mundo ito, meron kang buhay na walang hanggan.
Amen. Right.
Because the testator and the blood of the testator is used to dedicate that covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Never siyang mababalik. Now, this morning, titingnan natin, this chart will be updated from time to time as we go along sa Hebrews 9 and 10 because bahagi pa rin po yan kung paano in-expound ni Pablo yung differences ng Old Covenant and the New Covenant. But this morning, I just want to focus on what Christ did and how he dedicated the new covenant. In verse 14, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. No, sorry, verse 11. Hebrews 9:11. We see here that but Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. We see here that Jesus Christ, in verse number 11, by his own blood, Jesus Christ, by his own blood, verse 14, Jesus Christ, by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place. That's verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Now, that's verse number 12. Jesus Christ, by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place. Just think about how the high priest enters Holy of Holies every the Day of Atonement. Kailangan niya pumatay ng isang kambing at yung dugo ng kambing na yun ang dala niya to sprinkle the blood sa loob ng Holy of Holies. Don't you know, at the Calvary, that's the same thing that the Lord Jesus Christ did. Sabi nun ng verse number 12, by His own blood, He entered in once into the Holy Place. Hindi niya ginamit ang dugo ng animal sacrifice. Hindi niya ginamit ang dugo ng Old Covenant but His own blood. Just think about na if you have the picture of the high priest going inside the Holy of Holies, you will have the picture on what Christ did on Calvary. How He entered by His own blood into the holy place of God. Not by the blood of the animal sacrifices, but by His own blood. Just think about that. And that's the picture of the tabernacle. Nung ang Panginoong Jesucristo po ay napako sa krus ng Kalbaryo, pumasok po siya sa holy place, in the presence of the Holy God, using His own blood. What's the purpose? We see in verse number 12, having obtained eternal redemption for us. That's the purpose. To obtain eternal redemption for us. The word redemption is to ransom. Alam niyo po ba na ang lahat ng tao sa mundong ito is in slavery of sin? What it means is, kahit anong gawin ng tao, hindi niya kayang makalaya sa kasalanan. The book of Romans explained that. Romans chapter 7, na kahit si Pablo, alam niya ang dapat niyang gawin pero hindi niya kaya. Alam niya ang dapat niyang gawin pero hindi yun ang kanyang ginagawa. Ang tao po na wala kay Kristo ay alipin po siya ng kasalanan. And that's also an evidence of salvation. Kung ang isang tao kailanman hindi makalaya sa kasalanan, you ask him, are you saved or not? Kasi ang isang tao po na isang ligtas is redeemed from the slavery of sin. Redeemed from the power of the devil and the power of this world. And that's the reason, that's the purpose why the Lord Jesus Christ entered by His own blood into the holy place. To obtain eternal redemption for us. And we're enjoying it right now. I'm enjoying it right now. Ako po'y dating sugarol, ako'y dating suwail sa magulang, God redeemed me from those sins. Yeah. And not only that, it's eternal. Yeah. Just think about that. Ang diablo at ang kasalanan at ang mundong ito, kailanman hindi ka na maalipin. That's eternal redemption. Para kang, just think about na kung ikaw ay hindi ligtas, noong panahon ikaw ay hindi ligtas, ikaw ay alipin ng diablo, alipin ka ng kasalanan. But right now, because of Christ, you got redeemed, bought back. And you know the price na ginamit ng Diyos, ng Panginoong Jesucristo to buy you back? It is the precious blood of Christ. According to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, for as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Pinambili ng Panginoon sa iyo is His own blood. His precious blood of Christ. That's how Peter explained the blood of Christ. It's the precious blood of Christ. Upang tayong mga mananampalataya, tayong mga makasalanan, ay may iransom from the slavery of sin. That's the blessing na ginawa ng Panginoon sa Kristo para sa iyo, Kristiyano. Also in verse 14, Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God. We see here that Jesus Christ offered Himself without spot to God. That's very important. Mm-hmm. That is the propitiatory atonement of Christ. What it means is, God's broken law was perfectly satisfied by the offering of Christ.
Amen.
That's propitiation, satisfaction. Kung paano minit ng Panginoong Kristo ang galit ng Diyos at ang kanyang requirement na kabayaran ng kasalanan. Just think about that. Na ang Panginoong Kristo ay parang tupa na without spot, without blemish, speak of His sinlessness.
Right.
He was offered to God. And God, the Father, who is holy and righteous, was satisfied. That's yeah. very important. Kung paano ang animal sacrifices nung tabernacle, sa tabernacle system, ay ina-accept ng Diyos, ganun din ang ginawa ng Panginoon, ng Diyos Ama, sa offering na ginawa ng Panginoon sa Kristo 2,000 years ago. The requirement was met. God's broken law was perfectly satisfied. What an amazing offering na ginawa ng Panginoon. Also in verse 14, we see here that it was the Spirit, mapapansin nyo doon, who through the eternal Spirit, who it was the Spirit that sanctified Christ's offering to the Father. Kung, just think about na kung paano ang Trinity worked on that event. The offerer, the God the Son, without blemish, He offered Himself to God the Father who is requiring a punishment or satisfaction. And the Holy Spirit sanctified the offering of God the Son. What an amazing act ng Trinity sa Calvary. Also in verse 14, we see here that in contrast from the purifying of the flesh, the blood of Jesus Christ purged our conscience from dead works. The meaning ng dead works, ito yung mga work na patay na hindi kailanman makapagliligtas.
Yeah.
And tayong mga mananang, tayong mga tao, we have a lot of dead works. Sacraments is dead work. Good work is dead work. Church membership is dead work. Yung many dead works. But God, save us. Purge our conscience from those dead works. Now, anong layunin?
Right.
And I want to focus on this. Why God offered Himself without blemish? Through the Spirit, why He gave you eternal redemption? Not only to enjoy heaven, not only to sit sa simbahan. Look in verse number 14, last verse. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And that's the reason why save you.
Right.
It is fair to say, if you are saved right now and if you're not serving the Lord, you're violating this verse.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. The reason why He gave His own blood, a precious blood, to redeem you from the slavery of sin, to redeem you from the slavery of the devil, not only to give you eternal redemption, but His purpose is to serve the living God.
That's right.
And I challenge you, if you're a believer right now, and you're not serving the Lord right now, there's wrong in your life. You miss this thing. Because yan ang layunin ng Diyos. Or we are His workmanship. To serve the living God. Are you serving the living God right now? That's the question. And here, we see that Jesus Christ, in verse number 15, for this cause, He is the mediator of the new covenant, and that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression that were under the first testament, they which are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. That's the blessing. We can have eternal redemption. The Lord Jesus Christ is our mediator. No other else is the mediator. No other person in this world is the mediator. Only the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, we can have, as a believer, who is part of the new covenant, we inherited eternal inheritance. We received the promise of eternal inheritance. Now, bilang challenge po, alam niyo po ba, para sa mga kaibigan namin, kung ikaw ay wala pa kay Kristo, ang ibig sabihin na wala kay Kristo, these things is not, kumbaga parang, baliwala sa iyo yung mga bagay na to. Because ang isang natural man, hindi tinatanggap ang mga bagay na to.
Right.
If you are that right now, probably you are not sick.
Mm-hmm.
At kung hindi mo na-enjoy yung redemption sa pagkalaya sa kasalanan, what I'm telling is, kung may kasalanan ka right now na hindi mo kayang matanggal sa iyong buhay, is only because you are slave of that sin.
Mm-hmm.
Alipin ka ng kasalanan na yan. Whatever it is, maaring fornication, maaring pagnanakaw, whatever sin it is, I tell you, you cannot escape from that sin unless you will be part of the new covenant. Hindi ka makakalaya sa kasalanan na yan, I'm telling you, because that's what the Bible says. Maaari kang pumasok sa rehabilitation program, but it will not save you from that from the slavery of that sin. The only person that can save you from that, ang tanging paraan upang ikaw makalaya sa pagkaalipin ng kasalanan, ay ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Kailangan mong talikuran ang iyong mga kasalanan, sampalatayaan ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo sa krus ng Kalbaryo. And kahit right now, even right now, you can do that. What a blessing na makalaya sa kasalanan.
Yeah, right.
Na alam mo na, yes, ito yung kasalanan. Alam mo, through the work of the Spirit, you can overcome that sin. And that's the blessing. Para sa mga mananampalataya, the challenge right now is, how do you appreciate the salvation that God gave you? How the Lord Jesus Christ offered Himself? Paano niya inoffer ang kanyang sarili upang tayo ay magkaroon ng eternal redemption? That's something we need to think every day,
yeah,
sa Panginoon. And don't forget the purpose why Christ did that. Paul explained and emphasized here to serve the living God. That's our goal. Lord, you save me, I will serve you. That's the reason why God saved us. Shall we pray? Ama namin, Diyos po, na makapangyarihan sa lahat, salamat po sa inyong salita. Pinupuri namin kayo. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.